Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. The Northfield City Council approved conduit financing for Benedictine Health System for the senior housing project across from the Northfield Hospital. Administrator Ben Martig explains it.
Basically means they can get a lower interest rate as an eligible nonprofit for issuing debt to build this type of a project. So typically, there is no impact to the city's debt.
Adding that the better rate
can generate more interest in the bonds that they issue for financing for people purchasing that, so it can really help drive the cost downs on the project.
City Council was okaying it for Red Wing to actually issue the bonds. Red Wing will get a small administrative fee for doing it. They also have a relationship with Benedictine. One thing that did come up was the change of ownership. When the city went through the process with the developer, Yannick Companies, it was understood that they would own it too. As a result of the change,
there will be agreements coming back. Fully assume the they're not making major changes to the project, so most of it will just be ownership-related issues.
The agreements will come back to council. A Montgomery man has announced his bid for the Republican nomination for House District 20B. 44-year-old Josh Gare explained,
"I've always had an interest in Minnesota politics and what goes on, and I just feel that I could bring something new to the table."
He commented on our current political system.
"Currently, right now, it's just more polarizing. Everyone's against everyone."
He'd like to see more agreement between the parties rather than fighting. An issue for Gare is the federal tax bill. He believes Minnesota would be better off by complying with it. Gare is a married father of four daughters. His interview is on KYMNradio.net. The DFL candidate, Todd Lippert, will be on the Jeff Johnson Morning Show next Thursday morning at 7:20. Candidate filing opens May 22nd through June 5th. Locally, there are seats opening for both District 20B and 24B. We'll be hearing from each of those candidates as well. There are also three Northfield Council seats opening. I have more information on KYMNradio.net. If you see lots of fire trucks and activity tomorrow around the Waterford Township area, don't be alarmed. There will be a live burn tomorrow at 2500 300 Street West and Canada Avenue from 8:30 until 3 p.m. This is for training purposes for NAFRS, Nerstrand, Faribault, and Randolph Hampton fire departments. There will be two levels of burn for the students to study and perform duties. Instructors will then debrief them. Students participating will meet the minimum requirements for Firefighter 1 related to safety, fire behavior, portable extinguishers, personal protective equipment, and more. Northfield's Area Learning Center received a 2018 Minnesota Promising Practice Award for character and ethical leadership development, in particular, the social-emotional learning curriculum. Superintendent Dr. Matt Hillman added,
"Well, we're really excited about a recent survey showed that 100% of ALC students felt welcomed, respected, and safe at their school."
Hillman highlighted Director Daryl Keller and the entire staff. And a Northfield man reported missing yesterday afternoon was found after KYMN listeners saw our post on Facebook and called Northfield Police. Sergeant P.T. Hyder said 69-year-old Ted Noonan was spotted shortly after the posting. Hyder thanked the community for the quick response, and we do too. News from around the state is next.